It's time for the business news. Ko taku hoa NINA, ko Nona Peltier. Nona joins me in the studio. Okay, Nona, grocery competition. A loophole appears to be holding up greater competition. What is it?
So this is following on from yesterday when we talked about the warehouse.
Yep.
One of their fastest growing sectors in their stores is pantry, fresh foods. This is something they've been working on for a while. Back in the old days, not sure exactly when, the warehouse did consider becoming a grocer, and that didn't work out very well. But this time around, they're really working at trying to expand. However, they've not been able to make a deal with the two big supermarket chains. One is Woolworths, the other is Foodstuffs. They have wholesale agreements with some smaller retailers that want to sell grocery, but not with the warehouse. And the reason why is because the initiative, which the government is supporting, doesn't cover the suppliers to those big supermarket chains. So if they have a promotional item, so they're going to discount whatever, say it's soap, that particular discount isn't passed on to wholesale customers. So the warehouse can't take advantage of the same supply, promotional items, that kind of thing, as the big two. So the big two have looked at that. Woolworths, for example, has made a submission saying they support the idea of including suppliers. This does mean that the government and the Commerce Commission need to have another look at what they're doing there and look at bringing in the suppliers under that umbrella, which requires them to do business with the likes of the warehouse. Once that happens, we could potentially see a bigger offering of grocery products in bigger retail stores like the warehouse.
Let's move on to the housing market, and the slump may be close to levelling off. Who says and why?
Well, you know, Lisa, another housing market survey. This is a new one. We have a new one, it seems, every other day. This one is by the Bank of New Zealand. It's called the Property Pulse. And what they're saying is that the housing market looks like it's very close to levelling off. So they think maybe another 3% drop in the value off the peak. So the peak for the housing market was November 2021. So we're looking at now a drop. We've been about 16%. We're looking at perhaps another 4 or 5, maybe 3%. That's what the Bank of New Zealand is saying. But having said that, they're also saying that just because the prices begin to drop, don't expect them to be coming back up like they did in the past, where we see, you know, prices fall and then a big rebound. They said that's not very likely. And higher interest rates, likely to stay for a lot longer than people are anticipating.
Okay. Market numbers, please. Number.
Right. So we fell barely 0.1%. That was the NZX Top 50 Index, a 14-point drop to 11,581. The dollar is steady at 62.4 US cents, 93.4 Australian, 50.8 British pence. There's a lot of conflicting information out there. Somebody said recently that the market is telling us a whole lot of different ways to interpret whatever's going on. No one really knows. So watch this space. That's all you can do. Hope for better days, I'd say.
Thank you, Nona. Ka kite. That's Nona Peltier with Business News.